political stalemate is putting the future of offshore processing of asylum seekers in doubt this morning. The federal government will introduce amendments to the Migration Act tomorrow. The opposition is refusing to support those changes and has put forward its own amendments that it says would properly protect asylum seekers. More than 50 people have now died after 2 days of violent unrest in Yemen. Government forces have once again opened fire on protesters in the capital Sana'a, killing at least 20 people. It's the worst bloodshed in the country for several months. Around 60,000 people have taken to the streets of Tokyo to protest against Japan's nuclear energy policy. It's the biggest rally since the Fukushima disaster 6 months ago. The protesters want the government to end what they call the country's addiction to nuclear power. But the new Prime Minister says Japan needs nuclear energy, at least for the time being. Michael Williamson has quit as the Labor Party's National Vice President over the ongoing controversy at the Health Services Union. Mr. Williamson is the union's national president. He's denying allegations that he inappropriately spent union funds. The New South Wales Police have set up a task force to investigate the union. And US President Barack Obama is proposing tax increases for big business and the wealthy to cut America's massive budget deficit. He outlined his plan at a televised address outside the White House overnight. The president wants to cut more than $3 trillion from the deficit over the next decade.